You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And we're about to spend some time learning a little bit about Home Instead right now. And we're happy to welcome into the show Jaime Peña Herrera, who is going to tell us more. We're going to learn about it with Jaime. Welcome in. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate that.
You bet. I don't think I've seen you in person in a few years.
It's been since we met at the leadership program.
Yeah, Napa Leadership Valley. Napa Valley.
Exactly. That's right.
Very good. Well, we're all leadership connected folks here, and Taylor and I, and you as well. So give us a quick descriptor, elevator speech. What is Home Instead?
Well, Home Instead is a concept that enables older adults to be at home and age gracefully. You know, most people want to be at home. They don't want to be in a facility. So what we do is we have caregivers that go to people's homes, and we help them with things that they need help with, whether that is personal care, somebody who may have some sort of dementia, you know, meal preparation, transportation, companionship, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen studies and reports and analysis before talking about improved outcomes for folks when they are home versus in facilities and hospitals, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And the reason for that is that, you know, when people, let's say, they're discharged from a hospital, and if there's nobody caring for them, they tend to go back and get readmitted. And mostly because of minor things that could be addressed, whether that is medication reminders or meals that they're not eating properly, or maybe they're not going back to a doctor's office for a follow-up appointment, a wound that gets, progressively worse. So having somebody keeping an eye on that, let's say somebody had a knee replacement, if they're not doing the follow-up exercises, invariably, they might end up going back to a hospital. So consequently, you know, the results of having somebody at home dedicated to the care certainly improve the quality of care of our clients in this case.
I think the coolest thing about your program and what I watched a few of your promotional videos, which are extremely well done. But the coolest thing is this use of this. It's called the Grand Pad. Is that talk about that. It's so awesome.
Yeah, that is a home care tablet that we have available for our clients. In fact, I was hoping that through this radio interview, the first three people that call us and we do the assessment and become clients, they can have access to that to that home care tablet. But what that does is creates a connection between the client, the caregiver, and also their family. And the devices, they're as good as the people using it, right? So you can have a supercomputer, but if you don't know how to use it, you know, it's just going to be worth. The same is true with this. So you have a device that enables you to connect to your loved ones. There's exercises, brain exercises embedded in the tablet. There's video chatting capabilities. There's reminders. You know, we have a lot of stories around that from clients that sometimes forget due to some sort of a dementia. They don't know what caregiver is coming, and so they don't open the door, leave the caregivers outside, so they would call the office and say, you know, somebody's out there. No, that's the caregiver. You know, people that, you know, may listen to music because the device has access to about, I believe, 30 million or 30,000 music files. So all kinds of genres. So people will listen to that with the caregivers. They will call the grandkids, you know, on the pad. So a lot of good things with technology, especially now, because people, as we know, can visit. People cannot leave their homes. So this is a great tool for that.
Yeah.
So just to emphasize, if folks who are listening end up becoming clients of Home Instead, there's an opportunity to have some use of this at no cost, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Typically, we would charge for that service. But through this, I would love to have three of our community members have access to that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So be one of those three.
Yeah. And you're also offering free assessments at this stage?
Yes. Yes. And so through that, we can also do assessments. You know, sometimes people have questions. They don't know. As we age, you know, this is something that we don't think about. You know, who's going to take care of us? How are we going to pay for care? Very often we have veterans that have access to benefits and they don't know that. You know, so there's a lot of resources in the community. There's grants, there's insurance products that people can tap into. There's other financial instruments that people can access to have the care that they need. So through that free assessment, we can also help determine the viability of the financial aspect of that, in addition to making some recommendations about, you know, potentially seeing a particular specialty doctor so that they people can be assessed, et cetera. So we look at things like, you know, is this a dangerous environment for a senior to be in? Some places, you know, they may have rocks or cables on the floor. So that represents a fall, you know, kind of a danger for them, because as we age, you know, if we fall, it's very hard for us to get better, you know. And so all those things we looked through the assessment, and now we can do them remotely as well.
Mm-hmm. Very important. And with a growing senior population, what do the stats tell us? What do the projections tell us about that particular issue?
Yeah. So this is what's referred as the gray tsunami, meaning people, we continue to age, people retire as often as people, more often than people are entering the labor market. And so as a result, this is an industry that is just facing tremendous challenges. In fact, we need caregivers and, you know, a resilient sort of industry, even in the time of COVID, because this is something that people need. You know, the services are needed. The realities of the market is that it could be expensive, but also not everybody is fit to do this type of work. So for us, it's very important that we have people working with us that are compassionate, that understand aging issues, that want to do this type of work. It's not for everyone. You know, they have to be very patient and also willing to learn about the aging process. So those are the challenges from different angles. Now, I think at some point, the government will step in. You know, right now, Medicare does not provide for financial support for these types of services. And yet, as you alluded to initially, you know, data talks about the benefits of caregiving at home. So I foresee that to happen in the future, some sort of a reimbursement, hopefully. So we'll see, though.
Mm-hmm. And the entire healthcare field, of course, in terms of employment, has been growing rapidly over many years, and nobody expects that to change. These kind of new ways of providing care create new job opportunities, right?
Certainly, you know, and they're typically well-paid. It creates the flexibility is there. In our case, we're a 24/7 operation, so we can work around people's schedules, both clients and employees. And it's also it provides a stepping stone for somebody who wants to be in the medical field. We've had a number of our employees who were started with us, and they went on to medical school or nursing school, but they always come back. You know, they come back because they miss their starting point. And you know, it's so important for somebody to understand that early on, if you want to be in the medical field, have that direct experience with a client. It's just invaluable, and it basically verifies your affinity for that type of field, or maybe not. But certainly, it provides a lot of opportunities for employment.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Home Instead with Jaime Peña Herrera, and we're going to. What I'd like to do is mention contact information now, and then we'll repeat it in a couple of minutes when we wrap up, so people have a chance to grab a pencil if they need to. Tell us how folks can get in touch with you.
Yeah, very easy. Our phone number is 707-552-2266. Like I said, we're a 24/7 operation. Very easy to get in touch with us via that number, or we can also text or email, or do, like I said, virtual conferences as well, especially if we use that, the tablet that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Very good. How long has Home Instead been around now?
You know, our office has been around close to 20 years in the community, and we serve Napa County, certainly Solano County up to Fairfield and the city of Sonoma. So we have a well-established reputation, but also history. And we were the first to be in the market with this concept because when we came up with this idea, there wasn't really a bad, and even today it's a little hard to understand what is home care and what caregivers do. Mm-hmm. But it's a concept that is growing, and I think is here to stay.
You know, it's as I mentioned, a lot of the science seems to show people get well, better, and are happier if they're in their home. Mm-hmm. And yet, I'm sure a lot of families worry that mom or dad or grandma or grandpa need to be under a different kind of care. They need to be in a hospital. They need to be in a facility, because of, the feeling that that's what, it's sort of like, working on your car in the yard instead of taking it to a mechanic, maybe.
Yeah.
Is there any, does it, you find that to be an issue?
Yeah, I think that certainly there's some clients that need to be in a community, right? Care for medical expertise, and so it's not for everyone. If somebody is somewhat independent, right, and wants to be at home and needs some sort of help, this is the right option for them. Obviously, if you need, if you have an advanced sort of type of dementia, you want to be surrounded. And even so, you can have a caregiver 24/7. But we don't provide medical help. We assist, people that do that type of work. But in our case, we complement the continuum of care, mm-hmm. right? So we work with nurses and doctors. We're in touch with them. We provide communication feedback to them. And also going back to our clients. So many of our clients, kids or grandkids, they don't live there, so they want to be informed. Some of them live overseas, some of them live in different states, and so we provide that communication bridge between the client, the providers, doctors, nurses, and their loved ones as well.
Again, Home Instead is the organization. You have content on all the social media platforms, and like Taylor was mentioning, your video is on YouTube. Is that correct?
Well, it was sent to us, so yeah. Where can the public access those?
Your video, Grand Pad video, is that from your website, or where do we see that?
Yeah, so we partner with a company called Grand Pad. And so they do have a lot of information about the device, but what we've done is tailor that to our needs and enhance it with additional tools for people that need some sort of a brain exercise. Certainly the communication aspect, we can do assessments. Like I said, we can do virtual visits with our clients. Sometimes they would just call the office because they're lonely. you know, and so just having somebody to talk to, it's priceless right there. Mm-hmm. And there's probably more information on our website at homeinstead.com.
There you go. Homeinstead.com. And give us the phone number again, please.
Yeah. And the number is our phone number is 707-552-2266. 552-2266.
And there you have it. Jaime Peña Herrera, thank you for your time and teaching us about Home Instead today.
Thank you, all right. Barry and Taylor. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the opportunity.
Good talking to you.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.